Hi there, my name is Kelly Cody Grimm.
And I'm Max Grimm.
And we are Creative Actors Lab. What we want to do is just talk a little bit about how you can bring creativity into your everyday life. Hey everybody, it's Kelly. Today I am flying solo. Max is a little under the weather, so he's going to sit this one out, but he will be with us next week. And I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. So what I want to kind of cover in this one is just talk a little bit more about goals. Everybody's got New Year's resolutions. You know, we're going to talk about how to keep those creative resolutions realistic and make sure that, you know, at the end of the day, you're feeling good about what you think that you can accomplish. And you know what? Those sidetracks or some of those roads that you might go down that seem like a little bit of a diversion. Hey, you know what? Sometimes that might be exactly where you need to go to be able to get back where you do need to go. I'll give you an example. I have been working on a screenplay. Actually, this time last year, I was working on a TV show called The Other Black Girl and didn't have really any ideas, things that were coming in. I had been working on writing another pilot, another screenplay. And so while we were sitting and waiting in this makeshift green room and the place where they had us, it was like underground. It was all concrete pillars. It looked very much like, if you've seen the show You, it looked like Joel Goldberg Kill Room. Interestingly enough, so I'm like sitting there and going, huh, yes, and... what if you had some CEOs and they were going to be doing something like The Most Dangerous Game? I don't want to give too much away about what I'm working on, but it's along those lines. So that's one. And then I happened to know some of the background people that were there, and we were just all kind of joking around, and they were like saying, say a line that would shock us. And it was three guys. And so I basically said, I'm pregnant, and one of you bitches is my baby daddy. And everybody cracked up because, of course, I'm a woman of a certain age, and kind of I've aged out of that particular category. But one of the ladies there said, you know, what's really funny is, like, if an alien impregnated you, you might be able to be pregnant. And I went, yes, and... And then that ended up being the basis for the pilot that I did complete called Welcome to Roswell. So if I had just said, oh, those are good ideas. No, I've got to work on this thing. I wouldn't be almost finished with a full screenplay and then have written another pilot. And then in the course of doing that, happened to be looking through a short story that I needed to submit for a critique group. And then while I was looking at that, I went, oh, this would actually make a really good script. Okay, so I took that short story, made it into a 15-minute script. Was looking at another one of my short stories the other day, trying to finish the screenplay about the corporate leaders. And I went, you know, what's really pulling, and I know I'm not going to be able to finish this other one quite when I want to, but this one's really calling to me. So let me work on this one. And then I, you know, that won't be a distraction for me working on the other one. So that is something that I'm going to be, and that both of those may end up being another dramatic podcast, which is really pretty cool. And that was the thing that we really liked about doing When a Bell Rings. If Creative Actors Lab was going to try to produce that, we would have had a lot of different characters. We would have needed a bar. We would have needed a back alley. We would have needed a hospital room. We would have needed all these different locations. But the beauty of a podcast, and then what really inspired me actually was listening to a podcast called Aftershock, which Sarah Wayne Callies, who you might remember as Lori in The Walking Dead, but she was also in the show Prison Break. Very smart writer, director. She's so cool. She's like my new favorite goddess. But I was listening to that, and then I listened to the first season, and then they talked about how they got it all together and that it had first started being recorded during COVID and they couldn't get everybody in the studio. First two episodes were in the studio. Then everybody had to be in separate places. And they ended up using the software, which is what I'm recording on today, which is Riverside FM, which you can get up to 8 people and you can record, and they all have their own little tracks, and they were able to put it together. Now, during COVID,
I was able to do War of the Worlds with my students, wanted to give them something, some sort of project. And so radio theater seemed like a pretty cool idea. So that's what we ended up doing, was going old school, downloaded the script to War of the Worlds, and ended up just recording it as an exercise. So that was really fun, and I learned a lot with that. And then we also did another one of my scripts called Sophia's Carol, which is my take on A Christmas Carol. So, and I tend to write a lot of Christmas scripts. I've done one full-length screenplay for a friend of mine that wanted one with more of like a Mexican flavor to it. And then I did When a Bell Rings, which again was the last one that we did that was dramatic. And that was my take with the Ghost Wanderers group with a ghost and a guardian angel for It's a Wonderful Life. So, you know, again, if you're just like going, no, I've just got to go here, and this is like, I'm going to be so rigid, but other things are calling to you and you reject that, I think sometimes you put yourself in a really not great position, because you're just going to assume that you have to get that one thing done, but all these other ideas are coming to you. And I think that's where a lot of times, you know, writer's block comes to a lot of writers, especially when you hear, oh yes, I've been working on the same screenplay for 20 years and I just haven't finished it. And I, you know, or 10 years or 5 years or 2 years, whatever. And I'm like, well, have you been working on anything else in the meantime? Oh, no, I got to finish that one. And it's like, I know there's probably been at least 1,000 other ideas that have been hitting you, but you felt so focused that you had to finish it there that you kind of let all these other ideas just kind of scamper away. So, you know, my suggestion is make those goals. I do want to finish my corporate CEO screenplay probably in the next, it's about 75 pages right now, if I could get it up to about 100. Another 25 pages isn't that daunting, but I would like to play with this other short story that takes place on a plane. Cool thing about it being on a plane is I can use the ambient noise there, so it can sound like there's a plane. So if some of the sound quality isn't as good on some people as others, we can, you know, kind of play around with that. But, you know, that's some of the things that I just want to let you guys know. Is in the process of creating, one of the beautiful things is it's not in a straight trajectory. Sometimes there's all these lovely little tree branches that might take you here, off roads, however you want to put it. And that's what I want you guys to really consider. It's okay. It is okay if you're thinking, I need to go here or I need to go there. And don't judge yourself and don't be super hard on yourself when you do take those off roads, because, you know, if you've ever gone on a road trip, sometimes those detours are the ones that are way more interesting than maybe where your original destination was going to take you. And life is all about that. Life is about detours. It's never a straight line. It's, you know, we kind of go and we zig and we zag. But I want you guys just, you know, for the people who are writers and listening on this, and then for those of you who are actors, we have a lot of different resources. If you would like a character sheet, I can definitely send you one of those. And what's cool about the character sheets is it really does, from a writer's standpoint, it makes you really dig a lot deeper into your characters. What are they doing? What are the nuances? What are the layers? And from the acting side, that is exactly what you're going to find is, yeah, what is the nuance? What are the things that I am really trying to express here that you may not get right off the top of your head? But if you're sitting there, and I always, my biggest suggestion to my students, and again, even my screenwriting students, is journal as your character. So you may have your Save the Cat beat sheet and it's telling you to, you know, break into three, and you've got your three acts for your film. And then you've got, interestingly enough, for a TV show, especially an hour drama, you may have five acts. And usually they like to break it up into five acts so that you can take that break, or there can be commercials. The world's a little different now with streaming. So there's not necessarily a hard and set, you know, three act, five act now. But what I think is just really interesting is just sitting down. And what I found in the process of me writing is my characters will a lot of times tap me on the shoulder and go, no, I don't think I would do that because I think I would do this. And sometimes it's good to go there with your character and go, okay, so what do you think you would do? And, you know, again, those are the times when you allow yourself that sort of creation. I was at a networking event this morning, and you could just tell the people who were really comfortable getting up in front of people and the ones that were sitting there going, I'm going to be judged. They're going to judge me so bad. They're going to judge me so hard. So, you know, unlike on the social media and you got the trolls that just want to jump all over you, or, you know, American Idol, I'm going to go back super old school, American Idol with Simon Cowell sitting in the audience, you know, buzzing you and going, that wasn't very good now, was it? So, you know, I think a lot of us are so afraid of being judged because, you know, what social media, it's all judgment. People are going to troll you. And if you write something and you make a comment that they don't like, then they're going to go back and forth and you're going to go ning, 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 ning. So if you happen to watch a show like What We Do in the Shadows, Colin Robinson happens to be an energy vampire. And one of the ways that he found that he could rob people's energy was to be one of the trolls on the internet making negative comments. Well, if you happen to be doing a presentation in front of a group of people, it's face to face. So no one's going to troll you. You're not going to have Simon Cowell buzz you and tell you that you did a terrible job. But it's still scary. It's daunting to be physically in front of people, especially when we have been on Zoom for such a long time that actually physically being in front of people and dealing with their judgment. Whereas, you know, if somebody feels the need to roll their eyes, they can turn off their camera, roll their eyes, you know, go, and then turn their camera back on. And hopefully they have the presence of mind to turn the camera off because those moments are hilarious. But I digress. So, you know, what I would say is just go ahead, try creating. Don't overjudge yourself. I am the queen of overthinking it. And that's what I would tell all of you not to do. Do not overthink it. And just go in and create. So I will tell you some of the goals we'd like to have for the podcast this year is we'd love to have more guest artists come on and just talk about their process. I'm listening to Brian Cox's book called Putting the Rabbit in the Hat. It's a wonderful, if you love Succession and you love Logan Roy, you want to listen to it because this is a guy that he's been performing since he was 14 years old. Doing theater was where he got his start. And just, I love his theater stories because theater's where I started. But, you know, the guy at one point, things weren't going so well. So he actually had to go to a place where people got their hair waxed in Britain. So that's not where a lot of actors want to be. But what I will say, for those of you that are sitting there and going, oh, yeah, I'm waiting tables, I'm doing that, that is all a rite of passage. And what is good with that is you are in real time with real situations, seeing how real people interact. I know there's a lot of talk about Nepo babies. So people that have grown up in the business and, hey, that's they just got born into it. So not to knock them, that's who they are, but think of the advantage that you have over maybe somebody who's never really known what it's like to have to work a fast food job or retail or in an office or anything like that, is that you can bring more authenticity to that than maybe somebody who's never experienced that. Now they can study and they may have that. I also listened to the Office Lady podcast, and something that they were saying is because both Angela Kinsey and Jenna Fischer had worked in offices, they were able to pitch things to the writers because they had been there and they had that genuineness that they were able to use and talk about. And that's what I think, because you did have people who were of that world who could pitch those ideas. Not everybody was, you know, at the Harvard Art Center and drama school and things like that. So they were able to bring some real world experience. And that's what makes a show like The Office seem so genuine, because you have people that are actually writing what they know. They're writing what the real world is actually about, and not like what somebody who's a friend of a friend of a friend told in this really funny story that happened in an office and trying to clear a photocopy machine. If you've ever tried to clear a photocopy machine, it ain't that easy, and you're getting out little pieces of confetti before you get to where it is, and then there's all that terrible stuff. But that could be a scene that you could write that's really funny. With my friend Adrian Petty, we did an improv that was called Oscar-winning Moments, and it was about something as mundane as fixing a photocopy machine. And it was funny, and it really struck people because you could tell that he and I had both had to try to fix a photocopy machine. So what I would just say, again, as you guys are looking at your New Year's resolutions, you want to be more creative this year, just do something small. You know, it might be today I wanted to get a character named Grace O'Hara, Detective Grace O'Hara from NYPD. And so Grace O'Hara basically is going to be a detective, and she's very intense, but she also likes to tell really bad dad jokes. So that's kind of his shtick. And I'm having fun with that. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start posting Grace O'Hara videos in addition to Evie, the fairy tale queen. I want to get back to that one. Haven't had a chance to do that. But, you know, so just set those little goals. You know, hey, if I can record a 40, and mine was only like 45 seconds, uploaded it a few hours ago on TikTok, with hashtag true crime, detective, things like that. I think that's maybe what brought, I've had almost 1,000 views on TikTok. Who knew? You know, so those little things that you can do for yourself, you know, taking a picture, adding a little bit of graphics, it can be really hard just to say, I need a little bit of creative time. But do that for yourself. Go take a walk. Put in your earphones. Me and Brian Cox, we have a lovely walk because I'm listening to his and I genuinely enjoy it. And when I'm finished with him, I'll probably listen to another acting or actor's books. I love hearing the real life stories of actors and things like that. So those are the things that give yourself some grace to do that. And, you know, say I would like to try to get this done by this week. And if you don't, that's okay. There's the next week and the next week. But don't give up. That's the biggest problem. I think people feel like, I was going to do this. I was going to finish my corporate screenplay. That was going to be the end of 2023. I didn't. Still on page 75. But I'm moving through it. Now I'm inspired to take another page from a short story. Make that into a dramatic podcast. This time last year, I probably wouldn't have thought about that, but we finished one really quickly. I learned a lot of good lessons from that too, from sound editing. So again, you never know where inspiration's going to strike, and don't block. And if you've had me for improv, we talk about not blocking offers, that you want to do the yes and. So if an idea comes your way, you're working on something, but that idea really seems to be where you want to go with something, that's your yes and maybe go there. Take the hand of that idea and walk that pathway with that idea and say to the other idea, you know what, I'm going to come back to you, but I think this idea is maybe one that I pursue at this point in time. And what I'll learn from that idea is going to come back and make my relationship with that idea even richer. So anyway, just wanted to give you guys that little bit of inspiration. Again, we really want to have guests on the upcoming podcast, you know, just to talk to them. If you listen to the podcast with Evie in the hot seat, and if you listened when Dean Atkinson was one of our guests and asked him a lot of cool questions, we just want to get with people and just, you know, different artists and see what their process is. So that's something that is one of our goals this year for the podcast. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, when the going gets tough, the tough get creative. Much love until next time. Bye-bye.
We appreciate you guys tuning in, and keep in mind that you can catch us on our social media, Creative Actors Lab on Instagram and Facebook, and by the same name on YouTube. And for more on what we do, you can go to our website,
creativeactorslab.com, all one word. Thank you for listening. Stay curious, make art, Dr. World. Much love until next time.